So today on the Food and Drink Show, I've taken a leisurely drive out towards Ripon from Harrogate, and I've stopped off at the Inn at South Stainley, and I'm joined this morning by Jocelyn, who is the owner, and Daniel, who is the head chef. Hello to you both.
Hi there.
Hi.
Now, Jocelyn, we'll start with you. If there's someone maybe listening who's driven between Harrogate and Ripon all the other way around, and they've seen the Inn at the side of the road at South Stainley, just tell us a bit about yourselves and what you offer here.
So the Inn at South Stainley is a country pub in between Harrogate and Ripon. We've got 12 bedrooms and we have a function room as well. Menu-wise, we specialise in seafood, but all the pub classics that you'd expect on there. So we're family-friendly as well, and we're also dog-friendly.
Now, we're lucky enough to be joined by the head chef here this morning, Daniel. We are on the Food and Drink Show, Daniel, so you just want to talk us through your maybe your most popular dishes, but an overview of the sort of dishes that you do here. I know Jocelyn just touched on it, but the dishes in general that you do at the Inn.
So we're quite geared up towards our seafood, but the menu's quite diverse in respect to steaks. We do some great pies. We also have a pizza section, so quite, you know, family-friendly in respect to the food. Obviously, like I say, seafood being quite strong, which we change weekly with our specials, and some quite nice dishes coming out of there.
Now, those dishes sound quite hearty, and you mentioned the family feel as well. Do you get quite a lot of families coming here and eat like a meal together?
Yeah, with the gardens and summer coming up, you know, there's a lot of families sat out in the nice weather we've just had. It's been really good. Good Sunday roast. Some big old Yorkshire puddings coming out of that kitchen. Good quality meat that we get in locally, and yeah, some nice Sunday lunches.
Jocelyn, it's a very exciting time for the Inn at South Stainley, but you've got a couple of very, very exciting events coming up over the next few weekends. Hopefully the weather's nice. You just want to tell us a bit about what you've got going on?
Yeah, so Friday on the 3rd, Tour de Yorkshire passes the pub. So the ladies' race is at midday and the gents at 5. So as well as the pub being open all day, we've got a big bar and barbecue outside. So it's the perfect place to watch the race go by, but also enjoy the pub throughout the afternoon. Then the following weekend, we've got our own food and drink festival. So we're doing this in aid of Martin House. Like I said, the pub's just coming up to 2 years in August. So we thought we would give something back to the community and thank everyone for their support so far. The food festival starts on Friday night and runs through all day Saturday, Sunday. So we've got a food hall with local food producers, a beer hall with 30 beers, a wine and gin hall, and then we've got our demo theatre where we've got food demonstrations, and then we're being joined by a special guest, Michael O'Hare off the Great British Menu. So he's going to be doing a food demo along with our chefs and some other local producers and suppliers. Then we've got Meet the Brewer sessions and beer tastings, and we've got some local gin makers and gin tastings. So as well as all that food and drink, there's entertainment and live music, so there's plenty going on for families and kids as well.
Drink wise, there's so many different options there. You've got beers, you've got wines, you've got gin, so there really is something for absolutely everyone on that weekend. And like you mentioned, Michael O'Hare as well, a few people will recognise him from the telly, so maybe be a bit starstruck when you see him do his thing, his cooking demonstrations.
Yeah, so he's going to do his signature dish, his famous cod dish, so that's really exciting for everyone to see. And my dad, who supplies all our seafood, will be here, and his demo's before Michael, so he'll have all the cod there and be chopping that up in front of everyone so they can see it from the whole fish down to the finished dish, which will be great. It's all going to be really informal, so there's things going on all day Saturday and Sunday. So if you're into wine and gin, you can go into the wine and gin hall. There'll be informal small groups of tasting tutorials, so some stuff are looking at organic and biodynamic wines, and then others is a bit more fun with old world versus new world. And then because we've got gin makers here, as well as us making our own gin as well, the Inn gin, which will be here for people to try. And we can just dip in and out of it, so we don't want it to be classroom style, we want it to be fun, so people can pick up what they're interested in, and a few cheeky tastings here and there as well, so everyone can get involved.
Your own gin, that's pretty special. Did you come up with that? Were you involved in the tasting, the brewing process for that one?
I'm definitely involved in the tastings of the gin, not so much the distilling of it, but our team do it all in-house, so we've been working on it for a few months now. So it's an apple and pear gin for the because we've got apple and pear trees in the garden, so using some of our own botanicals to go in there.
Now, you mentioned the entertainment as well. What can people expect to go with the array of food and drink that they've got going on at the festival?
We've got a whole host of different music acts, so some more folky, some more bandy style, and some better for the evenings to get the party going. And then throughout the day, we've got face painters and balloon animal makers and magicians, so there's something to keep the kids entertained as well.
Daniel, will you be there on the day?
I certainly will. I'll be there all weekend. I believe I'm doing a food demo on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I'm making Yorkshire puddings, mulled marinara, and tom yum soup.
Wow, okay. Well, then the Yorkshire puddings could be a bit of a signature for you. You mentioned how big they are. Expect them to be huge.
We're already practicing.
Oh, brilliant. Jocelyn, just before we go, just remind us of the timings and the days for the Food and Drink Festival and for the Tour de Yorkshire barbecue as well.
So, Tour de Yorkshire, Friday the 3rd. The pub's open all day, but the bar and barbecue outside starts at 12. Then for the food festival the following weekend, we've got Friday the 10th starts at 5 o'clock in the garden, then Saturday and Sunday start at 12 o'clock both days and run right the way through the day into the evening.
If there's anyone listening who wants to get involved with the Food and Drink Festival, they're looking into buying some tickets, how would they do so?
They don't need to buy tickets, it's absolutely free to come on the days. All they need to do is register for a ticket online at innitstainley.co.uk.